Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Sanford Center in Bemidji, the Bemidjigamok Powwow. I'm Brad Walloff. I'll be one of your hosts. Along with me, I have Scott Hall, who's absent right now, and Heidi Holton, along with Gary Charwood. And Heidi, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Well, this is my second year at Bemidjigamok. I'm the news director at KEXE and KBXE, and again, I'm immediately struck by this heartbeat that has started everything off here. I'm so excited. You can feel it in this room, and I'm really honored to be here again.
All right, and Gary Charwood, who is joining us here today, is our powwow expert. Gary's been involved with powwows throughout the entire region. He's also been a PA announcer at many of the powwows. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, welcome, Brad and crew here.
You hear me?
Okay, yeah, thank you, Brad. I first introduced myself as my Indian name is Nizunang Dijinakas Mang Adudem, is my clan. I'm from the Loon clan. Come from the S Lake on the northeast corner of Leech Lake. But it's an honor again to be here. It's my second time here joining Brad and the boys here and the gang, radio station announcing. It's just looking forward to a wonderful afternoon, Brad.
All right, we're still awaiting the grand entry. Some warm-up going on right now by one of the drum groups. By the way, this powwow is being brought to you by Amber's Diverse Radio for Minnesota Communities. And we have some special guests we'll be introducing a little later on.
Gary, would you kind of explain what happens with a grand entry?
Yes, as we see over to our left, the grand entry entrance, all the dancers will gather together in categories. Right now we have what we call arena directors. Arena directors are the ones that will coordinate and put together the grand entry in a chronological order. The first ones that we'll see enter is our Eagle staff. Eagle staff carriers will be coming in. Behind them will be the American flag, POW flag, MIA flag. And then behind the flags will be the royalty, royalties that represent each community reservation. Yeah. They'll be behind, and then our dancers will come in accordingly with the adult categories all the way down to the youth.
Heidi, you attended your first powwow here last year, the Sanford Center powwow, and what a spectacle the grand entry is. Can you explain a little bit what that's like when everyone starts coming in?
You know, last year I'd been going to lots of meetings about this, kind of knew what was going on, and then the minute I walked in here, I realized I knew nothing of what was going on. I didn't expect to feel so much. I don't even know what words are for that, but honestly, it's like a heartbeat when you see people walk in and you hear the drums and you see that this is something that is makes me proud to be from Minnesota, to finally be a part of this and to be here. So I'm really happy to be welcomed here, and I can't wait to see what's going on and talk to lots of people throughout the day.
This event was started last year with help from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, which we call the Legacy Funding, by Northern Community Radio, KBXE, KAXE, and by KOJB, the Eagle, from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And the idea behind this powwow, Gary, was to show people that powwows are not just for the natives. They're for everybody.
Absolutely, Brad. Absolutely. And this is the purpose, I guess, maybe why I'm here as well, to spread the word, to notify, let our listeners know that these celebrations, these powwows, are open to the public. They are open to everybody. But, Brad, looks like we're getting ready for the grand entry here, so I'll talk more about it as we move through the day.
All right. And we're going to ask you to turn up the sound on the drums so we can listen in as the grand entry begins. All the color and beauty of a powwow grand entry.
Hey! Miigwech for bringing in our grand entry, young Kingbird. And again, they are our host drum. They come from Red Lake Nation, the Panema area, one of the districts of our reservation. And we all, once again, non-native people. What you have just seen here was our grand entry, all the way from the top of our people, from our chairmen, our chiefs, our flags, our eagle staffs, our veterans, our warriors. This is all what we have today, such as Anishinaabeg. This is our Minobimadziwin. This is our circle of good life. This is how we do things. This is how we share, and we share the things that we have together. So with that, I'm going to turn my microphone on over to my co-MC here, Mr. David Northbird. He is from the Leech Lake area. And again, welcome, Dave. Aho.
Aho, Miigwech. Miigwech, Cousin Daryl. All right, this time we're going to go over to our visiting drum, Hanusha, for a flag song to honor all of our flags, our eagle staffs. Hanusha, when you're ready, flag honor song. Hey-ya.
legs are steps. Ogechi dog.
Oh, Miigwech Hanusha, visiting drum for that flag song. All right, at this time, we're going to go through some introductions. I'm going to introduce CEO of Ampers, Mr. Joel Glazer. He's going to walk us through some introductions. Here you go, Joel.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who are here today, dancers, drummers, as well as all of you in the audience. One thing you'll notice different this year is we actually added, it's now Minnesota's second annual Bay Majigamog Sanford Center powwow. And the reason for that is this is truly a statewide powwow. We have people from throughout Minnesota and throughout the country. I want to thank all of them for coming to participate today. With that, I'd like to introduce and turn the microphone over to Mayor Rita Albright, the mayor of Bemidji.
I want to say welcome and thank you for the gift of tobacco as we came into the arena today. And thank you to the dancers, the drum groups, and all the spectators for coming today and participating in this event. We had so much fun last year that we wanted to do it again, and thanks to Ampers and Joel Glazer and his organization, we're able to put on this powwow. Too often, we have cultures that separate us, but today, culture is bringing us together, and that's a good thing. It's an opportunity for the community to come together to dance, to visit, and to share the Anishinaabe culture, and thank you for sharing that with us. Today's an opportunity for everyone to learn more about our neighbors, and I hope you'll take this chance to introduce yourself to the people sitting around you and maybe make a new friend here today. I want to welcome up the Secretary Treasurer of Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, Archie LaRose.
Yeah, bonjour, everyone. My Anishinaabe name is Yabe. I'm from the Bear Clan, and I'm a tribal leader from the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. It's an honor and privilege to be here today. First of all, I want to thank the Creator for handing down this wonderful gift to us Native American Anishinaabe people. You know, this gift is a big part of our culture and tradition as Anishinaabe people, and we practice and exercise this gift throughout the world year-round. So I want to thank the Creator for handing us down our cultures and traditions and the gift that we're doing today. You know, this is a good day for Anishinaabe people, a good day for the city of Bemidji and our surrounding reservations to exercise and practice the culture and traditions that our Creator handed down. So I just wanted to thank everyone for being here today. It's a wonderful day. We got to be thankful to the Creator for bonding us together as Anishinaabe people, where we all come together as one. We all dance, we all socialize and sing and just have a wonderful good time as Anishinaabe people and visitors, you know. So I just want to thank the Lord for that gift, the Creator, in Miigwech, aho.
Thank you, Secretary LaRose. Finally, I want to welcome up the chair of the Red Lake Nation, Daryl Seeke.
Woo! Hanen, bonjour. Kinamawe, ayek, anishinaabe, ayek. Mizuweg, donjibamin. Zawinabe, simin, the shinikas, ojibwebinikas, on, magazine, do dame. Erede Banima, Ubashing, Kenin, Donchibama, Miskazaga, Ganing. Mimina Nongum, Bantami Gongama, Juido Kongama, Bemajamakama, E Dawat, Ueni, Midwin, Shinika Dake, Majo Dominon, Jamin, Wayne Dogasing, Angramasita, Nimigwecho, Agma, Gapindig Shimuat, Ege Shamakanishagap, Gapindaganadni, Uvisanaginon, Shayne Manga, Shayne Manga, Uvagate de Eganak. Negamoat, Minatakasuat, Nagamoat, Angwamasita, Gaji Chigang, Ishigagi, Doing Minatak, Minoindagasita, Gino and Nishinabe, Yunk. Gino and Ma, Now that I'll speak my second language, my name is Daryl Seeke, and chair of Red Lake Nation. On behalf of Red Lake Nation Tribal Council Chiefs and you, on behalf of Red Lake people, we welcome everyone here in this participation of this Bemidjigamonk powwow. This is the second one, and it's awesome to see these dancers with their beautiful outfits and the singers with their beautiful songs. And our prayer, whoever did our prayer to our Creator and to our Mother and our Four Winds. I want to say Chumigwich to everyone because the door has opened here in Bemidjigamonk. I know there's many steps to take. Sometimes we go step backwards because how we are being treated as Anishinaabe people. But yet we'll move forward and be strong as ever who we are, because who we are Anishinaabe. We always will be. We'll not leave. We'll be here forever. Right? Let's get it on, man. Oh, let's have a good time. Chumigwich, everybody. Woo!
All right. Chumigwich there, Daryl. Chumigwich, meanwhile. Once again, we're going to be moving right along with our introduction, and we welcome each and every one of you officials that are standing up here, chairmen, all the representatives, and each and every one of you. And now we're going to turn our focus on over to our veterans. Veterans, we got the Red Lake Nation coming to us. Host.
All right, what a beautiful grand entry that was. And Gary, it was just spectacular.
We have one more piece to the grand entry, Brad. We got the veteran song that they're going to render here shortly in honoring all our veterans, and that will conclude the grand entry celebration here this afternoon, and then we'll move on into some more some intertribal singing and dancing, Brad. So.
Well, and we move into now the Veterans Honor Guard, and veterans have a very special place at powwows, don't they, Gary?
Yes, they do. It's time that we recognize our veterans that are here with us today, as well as maybe the veterans that are serving, and also for those veterans that have passed on. So this our rich culture really goes over and beyond the time to recognize all veterans of all colors, all nationalities throughout the world.
And I might mention, Gary, that Native Americans serve in a bigger proportion as veterans than any other group in the United States.
Absolutely, Brad.
Our warriors, men and women, hiya, hiya.
Veteran song.
Chief Miigwech Young Kingbird for that veteran song. And how about a big round of applause for our Ogichida, our veterans. Gentlemen, post your colors. Solidarity Shawl Project.
All right, the veteran song and the colors being posted now. You're listening to the Bay Majigamog Powwow live here on 7 radio stations around the state of Minnesota. Next up on our agenda is the sneak up. Maybe you could explain a little bit about that, Gary.
Oh, yes. Usually it's kind of the format of our celebration, the beginning of a right immediately following our grand entry. We will do a couple of specials. They're kind of recognized, looked at as a different type of style of dancing. And the first one we see is, right, Brad, it's a sneak up. And it's a little looked at as a warrior Gichida song and dance.
So, Gary, in some ways, what we hear, the jingle sounds a little like bells. What are we actually hearing?
That's the jingles. The jingle dress, the sounds and the makings and the shiny material we see on the jingle dress is they're more of a sacred piece of regalia that only the ladies, the women will wear. And they're very sacred to our culture, and come in different size, different colors, and different patterns. A lot of them come through a dream. A lot of them receive them through teachings and so forth. So very sacred dresses.
Gary, we should probably mention too that Michelle Reed is the official dancer on all the posters that were sent out for the Bay Majigamog Powwow. And a little bit about her ambition and passion for dancing has garnered her national and world recognition. Most recently, she performed in the Spirit of the Mist production in Niagara Falls, New York, and Brulé, a national recognized Native American theatrical dance production. From a tiny top girl fancy dance to a champion jingle dress dancer, Michelle's love for her culture inspired young and old alike. We're so happy to have her as a part of the Bay Majigamog Powwow. I think she hails from northern Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So thanks to her for being on hand. I got to take some pictures with her, and she is absolutely stunning.
Michelle is famous for that regalia that she made.
I'd like to chime in here just for a minute and clarify. We're using the term when we're looking at the dancers. It's we look at it as a regalia, and we like to let the listeners out there know that when you do come to a celebration, a powwow like this one, maybe elsewhere, remember, it's the term is we use as a regalia, and outfit would be kind of a little offensive term to
outfit us.
It's we use the term regalia, yes.
Okay, and costume is definitely no say, right?
I think that's Halloween.
That's Halloween, right?
Yeah.
thanks, Gary.
You know, right now, dancers are out there, and I'm looking at all the youngsters out there, and some of their regalia is absolutely spectacular. And if that doesn't bring a smile to your face, nothing will.
Absolutely, Brad. That's many different ages, and a lot of them start when they're able to first make that first step. You will not see any individual carry or mother or father carry his or her child up there. It's part of our customary that it's prohibited to see to carry your child out on the dance arena. So as they start dance walking, they move right up and from young right up to age adults and through the grandma and grandpa stage. So
what if we can talk a little bit about the drums? We're seeing groups of men around drums throughout the arena here. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you know, it's a celebration, it's a gathering. These men get together, they get their songs together, they prepare before they get here. They know their songs, and they come on over and they come and share them with us.
The drums themselves seem sacred to me. How would you describe them?
Round is sacred no matter what you do. It's we're all in a circle. And this is how we end up keeping it strong, is we start off with doing a physical part of it, which is we gather our tobacco, get our gifts, prepare the feast, gather the feast and all those things. And then we come here and we have prayers and we have good words around us. What we're asking for here is good life, good health for all involved.
I think it's interesting, just next to our broadcast area here, we've got a drum group, Hanisha, from Ontario.
Yes, they're from Whitefish Bay area. These guys have been singing forever, as long as I can remember.
Yeah. And I was kind of hovering over them, and I noticed that I'd never paid such close attention before at a powwow to the drumsticks. And is there a little fishing rod kind of action? There's a lot of action to that.
Well, you know,
how do they make those?
Well, you know, what happens is that as Indian people, we were given so little, so we take what we get and we make something good out of it. Just like flour, we make fry bread. And so we found that these sticks were flexible, you know, not only for fishing, but we cut them up and put heads on it, put a handle on it, and used them as a stick.
For those that are listening that maybe have never been to a powwow, we encourage you. We invite you to a powwow in your region. And they are open to everybody, and they have food stands, arts and crafts. They got the dancing and singing, but the best times usually, or if you haven't been to one and you really want to see a spectacular show, usually the 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock is what we call the grand entry times. So those are the best times to come.
We are seeing women in red in front of us. Can you tell us about them?
This is about women and domestic violence against women. And these ladies have prepared something that is symbolic of those times, of those events. And here we are, and we're respecting them. This is the place that we do it, along with veterans and everybody else. And we got women in jingle dresses coming on all right now. And this is also a healing dress. And so it's all about healing, especially for women, for all of us, actually.
I'm really struck by how the roles are different for men and women, but equally respected, it seems to me.
Very, very respected. As men, we are here to protect women. And the role of a man is to make sure that a woman is safe. And that's what we're here to do. That's why when we come out in the grand entry, the men are coming out first to protect the women and to keep them safe. All of these things that you see in this arena tell a story about something.
The celebration of the good life. I think that's a great thing for all of us to remember.
It is. If you notice, you got the very, 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 very young, all the way to the very, 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 very old, all here in the circle together dancing. You tell me another event that does that same thing.
Nope, I can't do that.
Okay, well. So it's a very special thing, and it has a lot of meaning for all of us. Not just Indian people or Anishinaabe, it's for everyone.
And Heidi, I would imagine they're ready for a break. I went looking for water a little while ago, and it's a tough commodity to find around here right now.
Well, we're getting a close-up view of some of the drumming going on, and I guess I didn't really think about before how exhausting the drumming and singing must be as well, and especially as we see them broadcast up on the screen here. It's not easy stuff that's going on here in this celebration. People are really giving their all.
Gary Charwood's back. He might be able to help us interpret some of the regalia here. And there's some young jingle dancers out there.
Amper's Radio Network here, the Bay Majigamaw Powwow, and we're going to pot it up now and listen to the drums.
Hey, 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 hey
Gary, maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, why we started this powwow and why we encourage people, like, during an intertribal to get out there.
Well, Brad, you know, I think it goes, history kind of speaks for itself, and I think this is an opportunity for this culture, for a rich culture, the Native American culture, to really exhibit some of its fine and the beauty of what it is as far as celebration, powwow.
And what do we have left of the afternoon, Gary?
Well, it looks like we're going to continue on with some more intertribals. I just want to point out also, listeners out there, that you don't have to be in regalia to come on out. And I see also some non-Native people out there. Just come on out. Enjoy the song and the beat of the drum. Maybe you have friends that are Native Americans. They'll probably encourage you. We encourage you to take part and come on out. So again, you don't have to be in regalia to come out during these times we call intertribal singing and dancing.
Hi, you guys. This is Maggie Montgomery from KAXE and KBXC, and it looks like Dave Northbird is here, and he's gonna maybe tell us a little bit about what he's doing from his point of view.
Oh, thank you, Maggie.
Bonjour, Dave.
Bonjour, Gary. Good to see you. But pretty much the announcer, keeping things, keeping people informed of what we're doing, educating as we go along the way, and having a good time doing it.
Dave, you know, it seems like a powwow goes a long time, and you have to have a lot of stamina, I think, to keep focused on what's happening for so long. What's that like for you?
Oh, it's definitely like that. You know, you take your time to rest. You know, you rest your mind, you rest your body when you get a chance. Dinner break's a good time to do that. But in between there, you probably sit down and collect your thoughts and think about what you're going to do next. And you sit down to visit with somebody. You get off your feet for a minute, and it's a part of the culture of the visiting. So that's when you take your time to really rest and collect your thoughts. So.
What are we seeing now?
So we got the first song for the Grass Fan Special here. And when you say first song, second song, the first song is what we would call straight. And that's your, in one way saying, it's kind of like your appropriate, normal song. And the grass dancers, they like a low beat. And so you can really hear the bells while they're dancing. With this dance, it said that there was a young boy that was not able to walk, and he was really down on himself one day, and the Creator spoke to him, and he said, go out in the wilderness, go out by the swamp or the lake. And so he kind of scooted his way out there, and he fell asleep. And when he was sleeping, he had this dream, and the Spirit came up to him, and he spoke to him, and he was dancing in a funny way, that something that he never saw. And he gifted that young boy with 7 feathers, it said. One for each arm, one for each leg, and 2 that go up above. And the 7th one was placed on his back, like on the back of a shirt. And that 7th feather is said to have supplied that boy with the power to walk once again. And he was so filled with joy that he had the ability to walk, and he went back to his people and he danced. He danced for 4 days, and he danced in this style, just like we're seeing. And he shared it with the people, and he began a grass dance society. And sometimes they say that they're healers, you know, with the feathers that he was gifted, that there was, the dance was some sort of a healing dance. Some stories point towards it being a warrior's dance. But there's many stories, and that's one that was shared with me. So we're looking at the original way in which grass dance is supposed to be danced and performed, and it's looking real good.
All ages of people out here, the grass dance is for men?
Yes. Look, about, you know, in some of the tribes that are closer to the place of origin, They have women that dance it, too. And I'm not sure what the teaching is behind that, but the women, they dance right alongside the men with their grass dance outfits. So I'm not sure where the protocol is with that, but they definitely do.
Dave Northbird is one of the MCs. Dave, is there a second song now?
Yeah, we're going to go into the second song. And like I mentioned earlier, the first song is usually a original or an appropriate, straight, normal song for grass. And the second one will switch up. It'll be of a different beat. It'll be either slower or it'll be a double beat, crow hop, something that's offset from a straight, normal beat. And what they do, you know, the intention of that is to bring out the best in the dancers and separate the men from the boys, so to say, you know, the ones that can dance to both styles, you know, a slow beat or a fast beat. So here we go. The second song sounds like a crow hop. Yep. Dancer has their own style, their own spin on what they like to do, you know.
Joining us now is one of our MCs, and he has been with us since the very beginning, Daryl Kingbird. And Daryl, why don't you say a few words in Ojibwe for us?
Aho, me good, sir, Brad. Take it away. Then we win the moon and good thing. As you knew in the bag, oh, there were a gun, as you made a gazet. Then we go away from Nagok's ago, when a jay egg, eh? To pocket you gay egg, eh? That's right. May we go to one of the mono, put in. May we go to go to go out. A square she conditioned it cause. Make a zen do them. May we there when the Nakan is the other day, oh, washing a snick card deck. A square coming every day. May we go yuck. As you can the man go, I should know the man, may we cook, I should do a gazo do it, eh? May we when you can the man, Minik, as you can mung in. How any boy, ego nigger can sin. How any go, the kindergago nigger can sin. May we Minik one in a gook sago. Gig in a watch, you be my way do a go in, way young and good thing. Cocking a mogwag, guinea Johnny Sugway, eh? We do caution.
Thank you very much, Daryl. And why is the Ojibwe language so important to the Ojibwe people?
Well, it's for the language itself. We were given this language to sound like this. And again, we are a nationality all of its own, just like all these other nationalities that out there. And I express that quite a bit at each and every powwow that I work with, and I also do that in the schools that I teach. I teach about the four nationalities that Mother Earth gave us. And when I do these things in a teaching way, it talks about all languages and how important they are to the way we live. And we, as Anishinaabe people, we value our language so high that we want it to come back, and we want our kids to carry that. And once they start realizing how important our language is to our lives and to our way of tradition and to our ways of respecting all nationalities around you, this is who we are. This is who we are, such as the Anishinaabe language in the Anishinaabemowin. Our elders used to call it the Enwewin, our sound, the sound that we were given to use. And again, to this day, as we heard our chairman speak here from Mr. Daryl Siki from the Red Lake Nation, he used his first language when he got up here. And that's the appropriateness of how important it is to us, as recognizing who we are is the language.
Daryl, you're also the spiritual advisor for the event here, the Bemidjigamog Powwow. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
The things that we do, in such as the language, our language goes right along with every spirituality move that we take. We got to use that language in order for our spiritualities that we look towards, such as Mino Bimad Ziwin, in all directions, Mother Earth up above. There's a lot of things in our nationality way on how we do things. And again, if you look at other nationalities, it's very similar to each and every one of yours, each and every one of theirs. And we all do things for the same purpose, and that's for the Mino Bemadi Ziwin. So when the language comes in, the spiritual advisors should know that. So each and every one of these things that we do, such as a ceremony, such as a talk, such as a offering, we need to use that language, because our spiritualities will only know what we want if we use the language. If we use any other language with the spiritualities that were here before us and the spiritualities that are here who understand our Anishinaabe ways and see us doing what we're supposed to be doing as right along with the language, they will understand and they will give us what we ask for. And we only ask for the good life is what we look for. Anything that we do, as soon as we wake up, we ask for that good life with the Sema in the language we speak.
Daryl, one other question before I let you go. I know you have to get back to the announcer's stand, but what do you think this Bema Jigamok Powwow means to this community, the community of Bemidji, headquartered, located between three Native American tribes, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, the Red Lake Nation, and the White Earth Nation? What does this event mean?
This event, when we first talked about this event, bringing it into Bema Jigamok here, Bemidji, a lot of them did not understand about what we were trying to do, such as a unity powwow. And again, when we express these things throughout all our dances, we're sharing just like a unity piece should be. We share information, we share our ways, we share our talents, we share our ways of Anishinaabemowin right along with the language. So we can all be together and share a lot of information about what unity is and how we should be. Because at one time in the past, in our predictions, it says in our predictions that every nationality has predictions and they have similar aspects we do in our tradition, such as all nationalities coming together and taking care of Mother Earth in a good way so she lasts forever. And so she brings us the blood of her life, which is water. And again, we gotta do this out of respect to Mother Earth. So as we come together in this building here, such I say all nationalities in the house, which is red, black, yellow, and white, which Mother Earth gave us, we need to come together as one. And when we do that, we'll end up agreeing with each other, respecting each other, sharing, loving, and caring amongst each other, such as different nationalities should be doing. In our predictions, we do that. And we teach our kids that. So when they carry the language and they start learning about the teachings, the unity simply sets in place, such as respect. And again, you know, other nationalities have like different predictions. And again, if we had words such as the Ten Commandments or anything like that, our very first commandment would be to respect all nations. And that is why I am so happy and proud to be part of this powwow here in Bema Jigamok, because this is what needs to happen in the community of Bemidji. And then everything will change in the future for our children, so they're welcomed. And then again, vice versa, people are welcome to our reservations, and it all comes together as one.
Well said, Daryl. Thanks so much for coming on the air with us.
Chimigwech there, each and every one of you. Migwech, Gary.
Oh, Migwech. People up here who help, Heidi Holden, Scott Hall, Gary Charwood, I'm Brad Walloff from KOJB, and I've enjoyed it. It's been marvelous. And Gary, we don't say goodbye. What do we say?
We say we'll see you again in a language we use as Gigawabamin, is we will see you again, our Bama P. We'll see you again sometime down the road. So, yes, absolutely. We don't say goodbye.
All right, that's going to wrap up our coverage here of the Bema Jigamok Powwow on the Amper's radio stations, and we're going to turn up the powwow music and powwow right out of here to the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.